Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, a couple of guys who talk about golf in their sleep, Frank and Mike.
Welcome back, as always, to the Golf Podcast. Now, remember last week we talked about, we had a little fun with last week's episode. We talked about the most expensive golf courses in America, and then we also discussed our complete guide to golf tipping. That was back in episode 9, and believe it or not, we're already at episode 10. It's unbelievable. So what we're going to talk about this week is our top 5 golf apps to improve your game. There's a couple apps that Mike and I want to show you guys. We know between, you know, Apple, Android, these app stores, they just seem to be packed with golf apps. So you try to sift through them and find ones that are worth your time can be a bit of a hassle. So we did some of the work for you. We put together a couple we think you're going to really enjoy and they're going to really help your game. And then later on in the podcast, in our little bonus segment, we're going to talk about frost delays a bit. Another sad reality of the cool weather that's coming in. But we hear about frost delays all the time, but we want to talk about what they really mean and why they are actually so important. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. In the meantime, as always, I have Mike here with me. Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Frank?
You know, I'm the usual. I'm playing when I can. Played Monday. How about you?
I haven't played in about a week. In fact, you and I were supposed to play tomorrow, which is upsetting that they're aerating the greens over at the club. So we'll have to reschedule that. But I hear you had a pretty decent round Monday. And I need to take a lesson from you, I think, because right now I'm falling apart towards the end of the season. And you're putting some record scores together. So you know, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I'm just riding it while I can. To be honest with you, my main thing that I've been, and who knows, knock on wood, because this could change next week, but my biggest thing has been kind of following the instruction we've been talking, like heeding our own advice here, talking about some of the different things on the podcast, specifically the mental game. Like I said, I dedicated this season, you know, I try to pick just a couple of things at the beginning of each season that I'm going to work on. So you're not focusing on too many things. And I've been specifically trying to focus on improving my mental game. In doing so, things like sticking with my routine, keeping my focus, you know, my pre-shot routine, I should say. So all things that we've talked about in previous episodes, as always, make sure you can check out all those episodes. You can go to thegolfpodcast.com. You'll be able to see those. And then everything we talk about today, we're going to have in our show notes at golficity.com/episode10. But yeah, Mike, that's been my main thing. I've just been trying to focus on those things and just really keep my focus. My biggest frustration personally is just not being able to play enough. Like you said, aerating and another aspect of fall golf, which we talked about a couple episodes ago, is this is when they put some work into those fairways and stuff. So we get even less time out on the course. But
and it's going to be getting dark at, what, 5 o'clock in a couple weeks?
No, I know. It's rough. We're gonna have to go down south, I think.
Yeah.
Get out of here for a little while. So let's dive right into these apps, because I know everybody's probably chomping at the bit to hear what we have on those. But I know the first one, Mike, I'm going to let you cover this because you've been using it in depth. That's Golf Logix, right?
Yeah, Golf Logix is, I would think, the most popular GPS app. You know, it's marketed pretty well. You'll see the commercials on Golf Channel. You know, you got Zach Johnson as the sponsor and things like that. So, you know, it's a great app. It does exactly what you need. It doesn't drain the battery. Easy to use. And that's the most important part, Frank. These things can get really difficult. There's maps involved, and there's all sorts of other features that they all have, keeping score, you know, bunkers, hitting all different things. But, you know, I use the basic version, which is the free version, that you can upgrade to the championship membership. And it's pretty cool if you do. I know a bunch of people that have done it. It's it gives you some extra things, like a personal caddy. You could plug in how far you hit each club, and basically it'll tell you from where you are what club you should be hitting there, which, you know, it wouldn't really be helpful for me because, you know, I would know that anyway. But, you know, yardage to hazards, you know, what's the layup, and just extra things you can't get, you know, with the free version. But, you know, as far as just straight GPS, I think it's great and it works very well. It's pretty spot on. And, you know, I use it every time I play.
Yeah. And you can't beat the price of free, but like I say, Mike, even when you, the championship membership or whatever it is that unlocks the additional features, we're talking about, and this is one of the most expensive apps there are out there, and we're talking about $19.99, you know,
right.
$20. Compare that against spending $200 on a GPS unit, you know, and it's just change. So I think one concern that a lot of people have with this, and they say, well, if I'm making the decision whether to invest in this app or actually go out and buy a GPS, one being the battery, which you said, and they've become a long way, because I know a lot of people are like, well, if I'm running down my cell phone battery out there, but you're right. And I've tried this, and there's another one we're going to talk about in a moment where they've gotten much better at kind of going into battery save mode between the shots. But the other thing that I think people worry about is the accuracy. How have you found the accuracy to be?
You know, it's not exactly spot on. It won't be right in line with the T-box markers. You know, I found it to be close enough just to give me an idea, to gauge, you know, an idea, but it's been pretty good. And I haven't changed, you know, apps. I know there's a ton of them out there, and I just stuck with this one.
Yeah. Well, I tested the next one we're going to talk about a little bit. It's called Shotly. Shotly actually used to go under a different name. It was called Executive Caddy. And it bounces back and forth between being free and paid. But again, we're talking about not much here. I think the current version is like $19.99. And I think I grabbed it when it was free. So they may run that special again. But Shotly does a lot of the same stuff as Golf Logix. It does include a GPS in there. And we actually tested it. We had a watch and a GPS watch, that was the, I think Garmin or one of those. And we tested it against, we also had a laser. And no way these things or any GPS unit is ever going to be as accurate as a laser rangefinder. But I found that these were right within 1 to 2 yards. And if 1 to 2 yards is making that much of a distance in your game, then good for you, you know, because it's not in mine. You know, I'd like to say it is, but look, as long as these things are accurate within that anywhere from 1 to 3 yards, which is what I've found, that to me is worth the price tag. Again, $19.99, you get what you pay for. But Shotly, like Mike was saying, how Golf Logix has some additional features. What I like about Shotly, actually, even more than just using it as a GPS, is I use it for a scoring app. It's got a very nice functionality built in for scoring. You go in, and as you go hole by hole, you enter your score. But it's not just that. You'll actually be able to enter everything from greens hit, fairways hit, putts. You can enter your number of bunker shots, chip shots, out of bounds, any of that type of data. It's as simple as just, it's a scroll, it's a click up or down to add them. And the nice part is that all that information is saved. You can create a free account online where you can go back to your stats at any time. Or what I like even better, because I haven't even really gone to the website, after your round is over, you click finish up, and it emails you your whole scorecard. So with this, I actually did away with the paper scorecard altogether because this was so much easier. I got my phone out half the time anyway, checking my distances. I just enter my score at the end of each hole, finish up at the end of 18, and in 5 minutes, I've got an email that's, and we actually, in the article itself, we included a printout of what that email looks like, and we'll include links to all these apps in the show notes too. So, we got a little bit of that. Mike, have you tried using it? Do you have something you wanted to...
Yeah, Frank, how does the battery last? What's been your experience using the GPS, then entering your score, maybe entering greens, hit fairway hits? Does it totally drain you by the end or no?
No, I've seen improvements. And I know that, like with any app, they're always updating them. I think in 18 holes, like now I'm using an iPhone, so I can't say if it's a little bit different with Android or some of the other ones, but over 18 holes, maybe my battery went down anywhere between 15% and 20%, which wasn't terrible. And it was, and that was based on, like I said, you don't always have the screen up. Everybody's gonna be a little different. If you've got the screen running the whole time, maybe, but the app is smart enough to know that when you put the screen away or you know, lock the phone, so to speak, it turns off the GPS. So it's not constantly running. But the GPS itself, like I said, was highly accurate, and I like that it includes even a map view. I think I'm pretty certain, actually, that Golf Logix does this as well, but it'll actually do an overview of the hole, and it's not just giving you distance to pin. If there's a hazard, let's say there's a river that goes, you know, cuts the fairway, you can actually click on that, and it'll give you the distance to the hazard. Does Golf Logix do that?
Yes, same thing.
Okay. So again, these are real big benefits. If you're just, you know, starting out with a range finder, it might be wise to download one of these apps, try that out first before you go investing in them. There are benefits to the watches, to the laser range finders. I mean, that they're right there, they're on you, they're very accurate, but these apps will really do the trick. So moving from that, those are a couple of our favorite GPS and scoring apps. Now moving a little bit into the swing advancement and getting improving your game a little bit. What we really like is the swing tip. Now, we covered this in a lot of detail on the site. We did a video review, so I'm not going to get into too much in depth here. The app itself is a free app, but in order to use it, you do need to purchase their product. And let me give you a quick overview. If you hadn't heard of it before, the swing tip is a very small Bluetooth device that it actually attaches right onto the shaft of any golf club, and then it links up with your phone via that Bluetooth connection. So when you're taking your swings, you know, use this mostly. I use it on the range for practice. It'll actually store every last bit of the dynamics of that swing, and you can use them and review them later. So you can either review them on your phone. I believe they have a website as well, but it's amazing the level of accuracy that we get out of this. So it actually clips right onto to your device, and then what's nice is right on your iPhone or whatever smartphone you're using, you'll actually see your entire swing path, and you can see that from three different angles. I think it's to the back, above, and behind, and you'll be able to tell even the slightest undulations in your swing with this. So if you do get the swing tip, make sure you download the app as well. I believe from my last check, the swing tip itself runs for about $100, but it's $100 well spent, because I can tell you the difference in just hitting the range versus having the range with an analysis tool like this is light years in as far as effectiveness for improving your game. When you're at the range, you know, you can videotape your swing, you can try things like that, but you're only going to get so much information. The amount of data that you get out of a product like this, you kind of have to see it to believe it. So definitely check it out. We'll have a link to it. Just go to golfficity.com/episode10. You'll be able to watch that video and actually see how it's used. And jumping right from that to another one that has a very, very similar in concept is the Golf Metrix. If you go to look it up on the App Store, it's actually Golf MTRX is the way that it's spelled out on there. And similar in concept, this app is designed to track your swing. It shows you things like tempo, it shows you peak acceleration, and it'll even give you exactly where in your swing you're making contact, so you can dial in on making sure you make contact at peak acceleration. But the interesting part about this app is that it doesn't require any additional hardware. You actually are just using the built-in gyroscopic, you know, abilities of the phone itself. We have another video on the site, so you have to see it to believe it, but it amazed us testing it, to be honest with you. But simple as you just take the phone, turn on the app, you tuck the phone into your belt or anywhere. You could tuck it into your waistband, whatever. Take a couple swings. It gives you some nice feedback. It'll either buzz or it'll vibrate to let you know that it's recorded the swing. And then when you look at it, again, the statistics were amazing. It had a moment of peak acceleration, swing tempo. It'll tell you your every bit about your hip rotation, how far you're rotating in your backswing, when you're swinging through the ball, and you can rate your ball contact. Again, amazing stuff coming out of this. The app itself will cost you around $14.99, which in the app world may seem expensive, but I'm going to tell you right now, there's just no other way that I can think of that you're going to get this level of detail about your swing. Even the golf simulators that we go to, they'll show you a lot about ball flight, but they're not, you know, watching your body movement and tracking that.
Is it comfortable in your waistband?
At first, it takes some getting used to. But if you and just having something there, but after a while you're like, you don't feel it and you just swing it. It's not something I would play around with, obviously, you know, but it's something that if you're hitting the range before and you're just trying to work out something, it's the best thing you can do. In the app too, they have, what I like is they have really good instructions. They'll walk you through how to use it. And if it does bother you and you want to be that guy who's wearing a fanny pack out there, you could throw it in something like that, but I don't know if you want to be that guy. I think that wouldn't be worth the
$14. That's not a good idea.
No. So anyway, so that app runs you about $14.99. If you want to give it just a trial, they do have a light version. It's Golf Metrics LT. That goes for just under $5. It's $4.99. It doesn't have quite as many statistics, but it will give you the basics of swing tempo and impact point and stuff like that. So it might be a good thing to try. And if you like it, you can upgrade from there. But either way, look, again, I know we're talking for app money, that's a lot, but for the amount you spend on all types of, you know, training aids and golf analysis and golf lessons, trust me, that you're going to get more bang for your buck out of something like this or like the swing tip than you're going to get in many other ways. So those are the big ones that we saw as far as actually swing improvement. But the most important thing is actually getting out there and playing. So Mike, what would be your preference there?
Booking tee times through apps, I think the best place to go is Golf Now. And I know you can will agree with that. I can't count how many times, Frank, you and I have booked it on our phone, just sitting, you know, hanging around, making a quick tee time on the app. It's very easy to use. You know, it knows where you are location-wise, and it will search courses in your area just like the website. And I think it's, you know, such a fast, easy way, other than booking a tee time on golficity.com, which we encourage all our listeners to do to kind of help us out there, which we have a Golf Now affiliate on there, which you could book it. But Frank, as far as apps, I think Golf Now is the best place to go. I've never even tried any other apps. I know local courses and clubs, like we have Crystal Springs Resort nearby us with these 7 beautiful golf courses, and they have their own app, and you could book tee times on that. But, you know, I haven't seen or tried anything else. I don't know about you.
No, and I think that's the beauty of it. I mean, Golf Now, they're the big ones. They've been doing this forever, and they pretty much have the market cornered on that type of stuff. But yes, it's true. You could go to each golf course and check their individual pages. And it's true that not every golf course participates in Golf Now, but I like that it's all in one place. You're right. So many times we've done that. I mean, I can remember times we're just hanging out, standing around the barbecue and saying, look, we got some free time. Let's play tomorrow, and pulling this app up. And then it searches all the courses in the area, lets us know, you know, not only times, but lets you know discounts too. Discounts is big because with their affiliation, they know, let's say, after 3 o'clock, it'll tell you it's a hot deal or whatever it says, you know, the price drop. So that's great. And like Mike said, we do have a lot of these that are on Golficity on the golf directory. It's all powered by Golf Now. And we've had a relationship with them for a while, and we've really enjoyed working with them because they know what they're doing. They're the best in the business for what they do. So definitely check that out. Download the app. I believe the app is free, right, Mike?
Yes, the app is free.
Yeah, so grab the app and then, you know, check the tee times once in a while. You may find yourself a deal. So that would be an app that more than pays for itself, so to speak. So again, those are the our top five. I know there's a ton out there, but we want to hear if there's some of, that we may have missed, some apps that maybe just hit the market that are really helping your game. Either post us a comment on the article or email us, podcast@golfissy.com. Let us know some of the ones that you've used, and we'll mention them on some future episodes. So before we jump into talking about frost delays, this I think would be a great time, Mike. I want to just quickly jump in and discuss this, the brand new Golficity Premium membership that we just launched on the site this week. This is something I'm really excited about, and I'm sure a lot of you are aware, you hear us talking about it on the podcast. Golficity provides, you know, hundreds of free articles and other content, and all that's meant to help your game and just as I said, we're here to learn the game, to advance the game. But what we did is we decided to, for those of you who wanted to get that little bit of extra out of it, that little extra, the bump, we've designed the Golficity Premium membership. And the way that works is premium members get access to a whole gamut of new content and new areas of the site that we're going to be rolling out. For instance, as we've talked about before, we have a dedicated staff who works on our fantasy golf predictions. So if you're big on fantasy, make sure you get signed up. Premium members are going to have full access to all of our fantasy analysis for all the PGA Tour events, tournament breakdown. We're also going to have some exclusive members-only articles for all skill levels. That's nice because it'll just kind of walk you through. It's broken down by beginner, intermediate, advanced. And as you're just working your game and getting better, you can kind of click through there and get some of that access to those exclusive articles. We also have a members-only email that'll be for premium members. It'll go out every week, and you'll gain access to even more content. And one thing I really like about it is all of our premium members will have access to a exclusive members-only Facebook group. It's a great place to connect, share, learn with other golfers. It's kind of our own little golf mastermind group that we're creating, because just like the site itself, it's just something that we've decided that the best way to learn is to learn from other people. So there's much more on there. To get more information, you can sign up on golfissy.com. Full year membership is only $29.95. So about what you'd pay on a dozen golf balls, you get a full year membership, and I can guarantee you're going to get a lot out of it. So go to golfissy.com/premium to sign up. That link will take you right there. That's golfissy.com/premium. But Mike, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I think this is one of the we put a lot of time and effort into this, and I think this is one of the best offerings we've had out there, right?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a cool idea. It's a cool way for golfers like us that we can go to a one-stop place and kind of, you know, advance our game, and it's all tailored to your skill level. You know, like Frank mentioned, we have you know, beginners, intermediate, and advanced sections of the site. The staff does do a great job on fantasy predictions. They had a really good year in 2013, and you know, I don't know if fantasy is as big as some of the other sports out there in regards to golf, but I know it is getting bigger. It's a fun thing to play online, and the picks are solid. And you know, like you said before, Frank, all the money we spend on lessons and other things, going to the store and shopping online, it's $30, and you get a one-stop shop for everything, which, you know, I'm excited for the launch.
Yeah, me too. And the fantasy, I'm already chomping at the bit for next year to come back around. But really, you know, picking it for golf is never easy. But some of the fantasy picks this year, I think, what was it, like three out of four of the FedEx Cup playoffs that they picked correctly. They picked the, one out of three of the major events. There was something like that, but it was unbelievable, the statistics. And I know the guys are just going to want to step up their game for next year.
Three of four majors, Frank. Two of the FedEx and the FedEx Cup winner. And I want to brag about this real quick. I've been using these picks for 2 years now. And last year, Frank, I finished in 15th place out of 5,469 players. And this year, I made a couple of bad choices, not listening to the website's picks. But I'm in 63rd. I'm looking at it right now, 63rd place out of 5,241. And there's about three more tournaments left in the year. So, you know, the picks are great. They work. And you can even make money on them. I don't condone betting at all. I'm going to say it right now, but, you know.
Well, if anything else, you can be the king of your office, of your office golf pool, right? So that's just one aspect of it, but I encourage everybody to check that out. Like I said, it's only $29.95 for the year membership, and we're going to be constantly updating that with new exclusive content. Okay, so rolling back into what we wanted to talk about, the little bonus tip for the end here. This one's not a tip, but this is something, well, I guess you can maybe almost consider it a tip, but we want to talk about frost delays because nobody likes them, but they are important. And I want to just talk about why, because this is actually something that I found really interesting. I mean, look, I know when the golf course is a frost delay, they're not letting you out there, and you can complain about it all you want, but it's just, you know, they're not going to let you out on the course. But I never quite really knew the exact reason why until we researched this article. But it makes sense when you think about it. I mean, basically what they discuss is that a blade of grass is about 90% water, okay? And that freezes very easily because it's so thin. So what happens is, let's say you've got a layer of frost out there, and you go out and you walk and you hear that crunching sound as you're walking along the frozen grass. What's actually happening is that your breaking and rupturing the cell walls of the grass. And you may not notice it then. It actually takes some time. They said anywhere about after 48 to 72 hours after you break that membrane in the grass, the grass itself will actually turn brown and die. And this is why you'll see, you know, maybe early in the season or whatever, a lot of brown dead spots. It's actually because of this. Now, grass is resilient. You can cut it. You can do all types of things, and it bounces right back. But this is one of the most damaging things you can do. So, you know, if you care about your course at all and the way the course looks, you know, and I'm sure you, the groundskeeper does, stay off it. Look, if they say there's a frost delay, don't walk out there, because that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, it's something to kind of think about even with your own home lawn, right? You know, it's just if it's frost out there, try not to walk on it, because you can actually significantly damage your lawn. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Did you say cell membranes ruptured? I feel like I got a science lesson. That's great. I never knew this about frost. I've just known that it really angers me when you know, I don't get out till 2 hours past my tea time because of it. But that's interesting stuff, Frank. I didn't know that.
Yeah, trust me. Just as angry as you weren't about not getting out there, they want you out there. They want to collect those greens fees. But there's a reason for it. They know that the amount of work that has to go into repairing it after someone's walked around on frost is just, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks for that grass to come back. So, you know, just good thing to know when you're out there. Maybe it's a little bit of knowledge that you can drop on your golf buddies. Seem like the guy who knows what he's talking about out there. But yeah, that's it. I mean, it's just because it's mostly water, when you get that frost, instead of normally, you know, when you walk on grass, the grass is meant to be really flexible. It bends, whatever, and it just bounces right back. But once it's frozen, being 90% water, it becomes rigid, it's inflexible, and it actually will snap. And like I said, it'll rupture the cell walls, so to speak.
Do you suggest calling the course on a morning like that?
I absolutely do. Yeah, if you don't want to waste time. Look, if the temperature is dropping, and you're out there, you walk out your front door and you can see your breath, maybe go back inside and call the course before you head over there, because you may just be sitting there waiting for a frost delay. And there is nothing that they can do to speed it up. It's just sun and time. And they're not going to, you know, there's no special things that they can put down or anything like that. Frost delay is a frost delay. And unfortunately, that's just the reality of early spring and late fall golf.
Yeah, I saw some frost this morning on my lawn, and we're at that time. It's not cool, but yeah, we're getting there, Frank. We're about to wrap up shop here.
Yeah, we're dipping in, and I can't help but get the feeling every time we say that, our listeners down in Florida, California, they got to be laughing at us. I'm sure
they're probably laughing, but they probably hate it, because I'm thinking at this time of the year or soon, all of us are going to start coming down there. And, right. You know, just taking over the, what do they call them? Everyone who flies south, the snowbirds.
Yeah.
I hear the courses get packed down there. Yep.
They start to see their tee time prices going up, because all of a sudden they hate it. But, yeah, that's the reality. We try to escape it as much as we can. So anyway, that's everything we have for today. As always, definitely let us know what you think about the show. We loved hearing those reviews on iTunes. If you have a moment, we encourage you to jump on there, post a review. We've had a lot of great 5-star reviews that we've read a few of them here on the podcast, and we'll continue to read those here. So if you know, if you want to have maybe be heard on the podcast, post a review on there and we may read it off. Otherwise, you can check with us on, you can follow us on Facebook, golfissity.com/, other way around, facebook.com/golfissity, or Twitter at golfissity. We're also on Google+ and pretty much everywhere else you can be on the internet. So follow us and get in contact with us by sending us an email at podcast@golfissity.com. So again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll be back with you next week to talk about some more exciting golf tips and other things that we have to share. So we'll see you then.